Chapter 3. Again he went into the synagogue, and there was a man present who had a withered hand. And they were watching him to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath day, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man who had the withered hand, "Get up into the middle." Then he said to them, "Is it permitted on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" But they kept silence. Then he looked angrily round at them, grieved at their hardness of heart, and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and began at once to conspire with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lakeside, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, from Judea and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea and Transjordan, and the region of Tyre and Sidon. A great multitude who had heard of all he was doing came to him. And he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they should not crush him. For he had cured so many that all who were afflicted were pressing upon him to touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, would fall down before him and cry out, "You are the Son of God." But he warned them strongly not to make him known. He went up onto the mountain and summoned those he himself wanted. So they came to him, and he appointed 12. They were to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message and to have power to drive out demons. And so he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James. To them he gave the name Boanerges, or Sons of Thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who was to betray him. He went home, and again such a crowd collected that they could not even have a meal. When his relations heard of this, they set out to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The scribes who had come down from Jerusalem were saying, "He has Beelzebul, and it is through the prince of demons that he drives demons out." So he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a household is divided against itself, that household will not be able to stand. Now if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand either. It is the end of him. But no one can make his way into a strong man's house and plunder his property unless he has first tied up the strong man. Only then will he plunder the house. Amen, I say to you, everything will be forgiven to the children of men, all their sins, and whatever blasphemies they make. But anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never receive forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin." This was because they were saying, "He has an unclean spirit." Now his mother and his brothers arrived, and standing outside sent in a message calling him. And around him was sitting a crowd, and they said to him, "Look, your mother and brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." He replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those sitting in a circle round him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, that person is my brother and sister and mother."